Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is February 16th, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Tonight is going to be an explosive kind of night. So prepare yourselves who are jumping on tonight. I'm going to say hi to some of you jumping on. We always like to see all of you coming into the chat. Oh, let's see here. New Smyrna Beach in Florida. God bless you. I see you. Michigan, Chamblee, Georgia as well. God bless both of you. Greenfield, Indiana. God bless you. Wichita, Kansas. I see you as well. God bless you. I see Louisiana, Oregon, Huntsville, Alabama. God bless you. Hello, all from the communist state of Oregon. I feel you here in New York. I feel you. I like I said, I feel like Daniel in Babylon many times. But I understand how you feel. New Mexico as well. Tallahassee, Florida. God bless you. Ormond Beach, Florida as well. God bless you. I see Indiana as well. Let's see who else is coming in. Texas and Tennessee. God bless all of our viewers in Texas and Tennessee coming in. Very happy to have you with us. Arizona and Southern Maryland. God bless you. Oh, I see more Texas people coming in. Many of you. God bless you. We love our viewers in Texas. Maine. God bless you. Lakewood, California as well. God bless you. I see Lake City, Michigan. St. Lucia. Hello to our viewers watching in very sunny and warm St. Lucia tonight who are coming on. God bless you. Let's see. And Antwerp, New York. God bless you. Hello to you in Montana. Montana is mentioned in the word, by the way. God bless all our viewers in Montana, in Minnesota, and Attleboro, Massachusetts. I hear you because I'm in Taxa York. So we totally understand what you're saying there. God bless our viewers in Massachusetts. Very happy to have you with us. Seattle, Washington. God bless you. I also see Wisconsin coming in, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina. God bless all of you. Madison, Alabama. God bless all of you watching in Alabama tonight, as well as in Illinois and Des Moines, Iowa. God bless you guys that are coming in as well. Oh, let's see who else is in here. A lot of Texas people coming in. Ecuador and Portugal. God bless and hello to our viewers in Ecuador and Portugal and our international viewers that are now coming in. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. Scotland, shalom to you in Scotland. I see you. God bless you as well. Here we go is right. This is a here we go kind of night. Let me tell you. Tulsa, Jerusalem, Oklahoma, as Clay Clark has affectionately named Tulsa. God bless you. Very happy to see you in here as well. As the UK, hello to our viewers in England that are now coming in. England's mentioned in the word as well. So get ready for that. So hello to our viewers in the UK as well. Oh, and let's see who else is coming in as people are jumping on. Hello, Eileen in England. God bless you. I see you. Hello to you. Oh, let's see who else. Bucks County, Pennsylvania. God bless you as well. Very happy to see you. And those of you also coming in Emerald Isle, North Carolina. God bless you. I see you as well. And Brooklyn. Hello to our friends in the boroughs in New York State that are all coming in now. God bless you. And hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm taking a drink now because it's going to be that kind of night. So we have I have a very, very powerful and crucial word from the Lord to share. This word, we're going to open up in prayer first, but it's 12 pages long. And I'm going to talk about that for a moment after we open up in prayer, but it's that kind of word. It is not only crucial, but it is potent. That's all I can say before we get into it. This is a very, very potent word from the Lord. So let's open up in prayer and give this over to the Lord and turn this over to him because of the word of the Lord is going to be spoken tonight and we'll get started. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father God, we praise you and we thank you, Father God. Lord, we say your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, we seek you tonight. We seek your face, Father God. We seek your kingdom, Lord. Father, we just ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness as we come boldly but humbly to the throne of grace, Father God. We praise you and we thank you that you are a merciful God. Wash us and cleanse us, Father God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God. Forgive us, Father God. Lord, we all fall short of your glory, every single one of us. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we welcome your presence in, Father God. And we acknowledge that your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, came to this earth in the form of a man. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly laid down his life at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. At Calvary, he not only paid the price in full, but he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He disarmed principalities and powers. He descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again, and he ascended and is ruling victoriously and reigning forevermore at the right hand of the Father, where he is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names. And we honor that before you, Lord, that immense sacrifice, John 3:16, Father God, because you so loved the world. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, we invite your presence in to saturate the atmosphere, that your glory, your truth, your power, your might, your authority, Father God, would mightily move, that your conviction and your holiness, the weight of it would go forth, Father God, that people would feel the weight of such tonight, Father God, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor and minister to those, Father God, who are watching tonight, Lord, that conviction would stir in their hearts, Father God, that they would be compelled in this hour, Father God, to draw closer to you. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you go before us tonight, be our front and rear guard, order our steps, order my words tonight as we mightily go forth in you. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father God, for it is written, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. And Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power, Father. Have your way, we ask tonight, Father God. And Lord, we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, Father God, that you are a consuming fire and that you are holy. And we ask you, send your holy angels in the name of Jesus Christ of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround this place, the skies, the land, north, south, east, and west, above and below, and to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, sabotage, intimidation, bullying, threat, every hex, vex, spell, sorcery, smote, enchantment, witchcraft, manipulation, dark art, and any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. We command it destroyed and dismantled by the holy fire of God, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, rendered powerless, Father God, and every curse reversed back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Every arrow the enemy attempts to fire at us, let it be reversed upon the senders now in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the plans of the enemy tonight be destroyed and scattered by your holy fire. Be disarmed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, every demonic embargo that has been sent against us, we scatter it by the fire of God now in the name of Jesus Christ and command it destroyed and removed this day. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Father God, for who you are, Lord. Father, we praise you, Father God, that you are God and there is no other, Father. We praise you that you are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God, that every breath we take is because of you. We have breath in our lungs because of you. Father God, we just praise you for that breath, and we bless your holy name with it, Father God. Lord, we praise you that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are holy. You are righteous, Father God. You are just. You weigh the matters of men and nations from your throne, Father. That, Lord, you are the beginning and the ending, Father God. You are he who liveth and died, and behold, you are alive forevermore. Father, we praise you that the earth is your footstool, Father God, that you are outside of space and time, that you see what is in the future, that you are already in the future, Father God, speaking to us from a future position here in the present. Father, we praise you, Father God, that you are ever present, that your word says you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. And we just thank you tonight, Lord, that you are absolutely good, Father God, that you are merciful, that you are slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, Father God, and that you are a righteous judge, Father God, that in this hour demands righteousness from the leaders of the nations, Father. We praise you and we thank you tonight. Take all the glory for yourself, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. I felt that. Praise the Lord. We're ready to go. So, welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. I have a word from the Lord to release tonight. This word is 12 pages long. Now, I'm going to say something, a disclaimer. Do you know how hard it is for an Italian woman from the city to sit there with her mouth shut for over an hour and not say a blessed word and just write what the Lord is saying to write? I'm telling you, this is not a genetic trait that I have. All glory be to God. This is a learned skill, and it's not easy. But you know what? When you're willing to sit in the presence of the Lord with your mouth shut and just talk about what he wants to talk about, he will reveal an awful lot about what he wants to talk about. What matters to him are pressing within the earth and in the heavenlies. So I was sitting there for a while, and all glory be to God for that. But this word is 12 pages long, and I started typing it about 8 a.m. this morning. The Spirit of the Lord stirred. I was actually up praying for a while before that. I was walking around praying, and the presence of the Lord entered, and this word came forth. This is a very potent word, and it's long, so we're going to go over parts of it after I've read it. We are going to put it on the blog on arcofgrace.org. The whole word will be up there. And so I praise the Lord for it. You know why? This is a critical hour that we are in. It's a very critical hour. And we're within 2 weeks of Purim now. So we're within 2 weeks of Purim, and then we enter that window that is quite explosive between Purim and Passover. That window happens to be a very volatile window. So we are on the cusp of that right now. So let's go over the word of the Lord, and then we'll come back and we'll re-go over parts of them. Just make it through, sure my voice is ready to get through this. Praise the Lord. Let me just make sure everyone's in position. Yep, Buster and Toby are in position. We're good. And here is the word of the Lord, February 16th, 2026. There's a lot in here. Give thanks. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. Before I start, if you know anybody that wants to hear this, please share it right now as we begin. So as we go from the beginning of the word, if you could please share it, and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It helps the word of the Lord get out, because the word of the Lord is not meant to spoon feed you prophecy. The word of the Lord is meant to convict you and stir you and drive you deeper and closer to the Lord yourself. That is the goal of prophecy. We are always meant to point back at God, back at Almighty God, back at Jesus Christ, pointing back so you see the awesomeness of who he is, and that the earth could be squashed like a bug, if our advocate, Jesus Christ, was not standing before the throne of God advocating for us. So the whole point of prophecy is to glorify God, and the fact that he is so far above every power, dominion, realm, off so far above the earth, so far above the heavenlies, that he's so far above that it should compel you to him. So let me just say that. That's what prophecy should do. It should compel you to have a holy reverence and walk circumspectly before the Lord and want to hear the Lord for yourself and go deeper with the Lord. So this is the whole goal here when we talk about prophecy. Now, let's get into it. We're going to read the word of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endure forever. For the righteous cry out, and the Lord hearkens unto them and delivers them from all their fears. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, maker and sustainer of life, who holds the foundations of the earth in its place and holds every star in its positions. Great is the faithfulness of the Lord God Almighty, who rules in righteousness and is clothed in justice. Tremble all the nations of the earth before the presence of the Lord of hosts, who is coming forth in this hour from his holy habitation. And to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, in an hour of travail, says the Lord, my people must be focused on what I, the Lord, am saying in this hour. The instructions I, the Lord, am speaking forth. The keys I, the Lord, am giving to my people, in order that during travail they shall continue to prosper. They shall continue the race. They shall continue to persevere and build and do the work I have called them to do. Thus says the Lord. In an hour of travail, in an hour of trial, in an hour where the nations of the earth rise up, they take their positions. Their armies take their positions. They mobilize in order to strategically position themselves and protect from the fire that is set to go out. For fire in many forms is set to go forth into areas of the earth, including a great dragon, says the Lord, who is being stirred by other nations who secretly take counsel to bring such demises to the United States, to bring such demises to Israel, to bring such demises to Hungary, says the Lord. That dragon is being stirred in such an hour to cause a distraction, to cause a skirmish at sea and within the air near the United States, within the air near the Middle East, as an alliance is weakening of a trifold agreement. For in this hour, I, the Lord thy God, have ruled and determined disaster against leadership in the Middle East. For the time has come of their judgment, of their revocation, of a reversal of decades of decrees of destruction that have been sent forth in the spirit and the natural by the Prince of Persia, that principality, and the leadership of Iran. That principality in this hour has called for great sacrifice and the shedding of much blood upon the soil of Iran, says the Lord, in order to attempt to legally hold together a crumbling altar that the Ayatollah has stoked for decades. And the outcry in the spirit has gone forth for the shedding of much blood, says the Lord. However, says the Lord thy God, this day, the Ayatollah and his highest generals and advisors shall be pulled from their holes, says the Lord, for they hide amongst the rocks. They hide, says the Lord, amongst their underground facilities. They hide, says the Lord, some in Iraq, says the Lord. Some are seeking safe passage to Russia, says the Lord, and to England, says the Lord, and to Spain, says the Lord. Right now, says the Lord, the leadership of these nations are secretly making deals with leadership from the Ayatollah's court, and these deals shall be found out. And since, says the Lord, they have risen and taken counsel against me and my plans, they have risen and played the thieves for their gods. They have attempted as Haman to make such deals. They shall be hunted, says the Lord. Their leadership roles shall be taken, says the Lord. For a great purge is nearing the appointed hour within the earth. For in order For what I have written in my word to align, there must be shiftings and changings of leadership, says the Lord. And in this hour, in this time, you shall see operations, military operations that will shock the world. How such could have been done. Nations within Europe are secretly coming to align with such, even Saudi Arabia, says the Lord. For in this hour, says the Lord, France shall flip, a vacuum in leadership shall open up. A document hidden in the Vatican for decades, I, the Lord, have called it forth to be exposed, that will expose the darkest of dealings with nations and trafficking of different kinds, deals with specific nations in Europe and the Middle East that will now come to light. For a high-ranking cardinal shall pull it forth, says the Lord, as in this hour the lion, the bear, and the dragon shall all take their positions, says the Lord, to vie for a new resource that shall suddenly come to the forefront of the world stage of technology, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the bear shall be wrestled on multiple fronts, says the Lord. The bear of California and its flag shall find its paw caught in a trap, says the Lord, for the tree and its branches it kept reaching into to consume resources that were not theirs. That tree has now become diseased, and within that tree is a snare. And the governor of California shall find himself not just with one scandal, but a multi-front, multi-nation scandal of fraud, laundering, smuggling, and counterfeits that shall tie back to the Far East, the Middle East, and even France shall be connected, says the Lord. And it shall cause a deep wound to the plans and purposes that were set for the next 2 years, says the Lord, as those who were poised for nominations for 2028, you shall see dramatically fall in the year to come, says the Lord. For I, the Lord thy God, am ordering this day a great sifting, says the Lord, that shall be unsettling for both parties. Both parties, that's capital, says the Lord. For both parties seek a way to make a very public wound inflicted by the release of files and documents. They desperately seek to eclipse such in this hour and make such go away, says the Lord. A cohort in the intelligence agencies, senators, congressmen and women, oligarchs, foreign leaders, as well as former presidents, have all taken counsel together in the Midwest, says the Lord, to plot and plan national tragedy at the highest levels. This is beyond terror, says the Lord, although they seek and position such in order to make the scandal happening in New York City wash away, says the Lord. They plan such to raise up a false hero out of the mayor and wash away his family's sins and crimes. However, says the Lord, that shall cause political backdraft up to the governor's seat and force a sudden overturning of seats as the decree of destruction signed off on for New York City near the midterms shall have a reverse edict and consume them, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, it is not just a single area, says the Lord, but a multi-front attack of financial capitals, border areas, and high-ranking cabinet members of the Trump administration. For the enemy has taken notice, says the Lord, of who carries a mantle of future leadership. For there is a mantle upon a cabinet member of Latin origin, says the Lord, who fears me, says the Lord. And the enemy has taken notice of such a mark. And in order to cause division, strife, and disagreement amongst the ranks of the cabinet, the enemy will attempt to cause strife and discord between the vice president and secretary of state, and will attempt to pit two female leaders of justice against each other, says the Lord, in order to weaken, distract, and cause the things of the flesh to abound, says the Lord. This discord will become very public, as another very public misstep with the chief of staff, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am allowing such in order to expose the areas the enemy is exploiting, in order that they will humble themselves. Ask me, the Lord thy God, for wisdom, and redirect their steps, their policies, that it will not be business as usual, says the Lord, for business as usual does not prosper against a spiritual enemy, says the Lord. that a door may open more and more for the spiritual, the wisdom from my throne to become the strategies that direct the decisions and the policies in the natural, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, your president of the United States has given directives to rededicate the nation. The spiritual legal ramifications of such are great and extensive, says the Lord. For illegally claim such a nation in the spirit, and it becomes legally binding in the natural, that high leadership must, capital, serve me, capital, meaning the Lord, in a greater capacity, that the thief may not enter and so tears. For the thief has already entered and so tears in an attempt to stop such from occurring. And those tears must be pulled up, says the Lord, for leadership to not be choked out. These tears must be pulled up for leadership to not be choked out and blocked from completing such a task. A rededication requires national consecration, says the Lord, and consecration from high leadership, and a putting away of all the foreign gods and influences and fleshly habits and prideful purposes and agendas that do nothing more than delay and stall plans from coming to pass. And says the Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit, he's making an announcement. And says the Spirit, hear ye the inhabitants and leaderships of the United States. Hear ye this day the word of the Lord. Do not store up what moth and rust destroy. Put away the flesh and the pride and falsities that have over decades plagued your nation. Put away Egypt and its false gods out of your house. Put away the habits of the old man, for new creations in Christ must step forth in this hour. The Lord is requiring a greater depth of obedience to his will, a greater discipline of the words that have haphazardly come forth from the mouths of the leaders and cabinet and members of the Justice Department, a greater discipline of what you say, for you have given the enemy long-range arrows. Look how the Lord's saying this. You, by your words, he's telling the leadership of the cabinet here, you have given the enemy long-range arrows with what has been spoken nationally. And in this hour of consecration for rededication, this must be purged. The flesh must be crucified. Submission to the ways of the Lord and not the ways of policy and man are required by the Lord this day. It has been written and ratified in heaven's court that the leadership of the United States this day is being held accountable to this and will be judged by such in the court of God. Mark this day, says the Spirit, mark it as a day of reckoning, and now shaking out of the administration what does not belong. Shake it by order of the court of Almighty God to now open the gates of heaven strategies that shall now be open to those who come with a humble heart, contrite spirit, and willingness to be doers of such, says the order of the Lord this day. Thus says the Lord, mark this time as a changing of the times and seasons that I, the Lord, have ordered and sent forth, says the Lord. Europe is about to physically shake, says the Lord. What is laid dormant for years and decades is about to be woken up, and it shall physically shake the ground, shall shake and shall be a sign to what will overturn across Europe, says the Lord. For leadership shall overturn in threes, says the Lord, including Ireland, says the Lord. The leadership of Ireland, the outcry has come before my court, the persecution, the abomination, says the Lord. You have trampled upon your first love and walked away from such for a brothel of filth and corruptness, says the Lord. And you, O leadership, shall find yourself cuffed and removed. And in this time, I, the Lord thy God, order an overturning of Dublin's physical court. And an Enoch shall be freed as a sign of the times, as a warning to the nation of Ireland and Europe, that Enoch walked with me and he was spared of the destruction that those around him faced. For the watchers of Europe are set to be threshed, says the Lord. The watchers, heads of global organizations, shall be threshed in this time. The WHO, capitals, WHO, shall lose major ranking members as their plans to shut down and control the nations are exposed by one from within, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord thy God this day, hearken unto the Lord, and he will strengthen thine heart. Be strengthened and encouraged, for as the world shakes, the light of my people shall prosper, says the Lord. For it is my capital people who must humble themselves for a land to be spared. For my people are representatives of heaven's kingdom on earth, and the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. My people are set for great change, says the Lord, for the church and the governments of the earth are running parallel. A great purge and repositioning is happening in the church in order to pave the way to announce a greater level of obedience required in this hour from my children. For I, the Lord, am opening up wells in the desert for my children, sudden wells of promise, of provision, of positioning, of purpose, of business, of resource, shall open up to the faithful, to the diligent. For I, the Lord thy God, am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. Amongst an hour of regional conflict, scandal, and leadership overturning, amongst an hour of attempts on the life of high leadership in your nation and of nations allied with the United States, I, the Lord, am giving great reward to those who have stood faithful, who have proclaimed me openly, who have praised me with purpose, who have been bold in their faith, who have persevered amongst the persecution, who have continued the call amongst the affliction, who have been obedient and faithful in circumstances that were hard and taxing and weighty. My children, you have pushed through, you have endured, and you are entering new seasons and chapters in your lives that will look very different from the others. Appointed by me for this time in order to position you to affect whole regions, cities, states, and nations, in order that the church may rise up out of it, a fiery remnant of truth tellers and bold proclaimers of righteousness who call out to a lost and dying world and breathe righteousness and hope into a desert of dry bones and lost souls, says the Lord. Prophesy to those bones, for they will receive life. Prophesy, says the Lord, into the graveyard of Europe, that the light of Jesus Christ will rise up as a beacon, as a tower out of the capitals. It shall rise out of an area named for time in Switzerland, says the Lord. It shall rise in Germany, where the darkness of persecution brooded. It shall rise in Iceland, some of the darkest towns of night. I, the Lord, shall raise up a voice and champions and a movement that shall go across Europe like a wave, and my capital glory shall deafen the gatekeepers of Europe that have held those chains for decades and centuries, says the Lord. For the very old chain of the royal families of Europe that have been tethered to rulers of darkness, that have been attached to very old altars of the dark ages. In this time, says the Lord, by my order, I am set to cut those chains. And I, the Lord, shall expose the inner orders. And I, the Lord, shall shake and sift who has been proclaimed to be an heir. And you shall see a Jacob and Esau flip, says the Lord. You shall see the royal families of Europe in tandem rearrange their crowns. You shall see in this time a passing of the old guard, a sounding of Big Ben, a sounding across Europe, that the old guard, the old wineskins have been appointed to pass in order to break chains of darkness and blood deals made, that now I, the Lord, shall give a period for those to rise up in faith out of such families and do my work and proclaim my word and save their children from being taken as an offering to continue the treachery in their line. Princess Catherine, I am calling you in this hour. I have called you since you were a babe, and I am calling you now, for in secret you have cried out to me. In your heart you have felt the bondage of religion. You have seen the chains in your children. I am calling to you in this hour to break free, to come fully onto me and surrender, for those chains are set to afflict your body once again, to continue a cycle that goes back to William's mother. Fully surrender now, and you shall be spared, says the Lord, for the sake of your children. For one has been anointed to evangelize Europe, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Florida, Florida, High alert, says the Lord. Be sober-minded in an hour of distraction and media tricks, says the Lord. For they seek to distract from files and excavation, says the Lord. Disney in this hour shall have the largest scandal of the heads that has ever occurred, says the Lord. And their kingdom shall be torn from it, says the Lord. The ceremonies in back rooms shall be exposed, and the real witchcraft behind such, and the high-ranking occult members shall have the holy light of God consume them, says the Lord. Japan, Japan, O leadership of Japan, ready yourselves in this hour for an attack, for the dragon has joined with Ishmael to attack you. For you have mounted a standard and a resistance to Ishmael in this hour. Ishmael shall attempt to mount a resistance against you and bait your allies into a twofold regional conflict in order to weaken the plans with Iran, says the Lord. For the leadership of China has but a little time left to repent of his heinous deeds. For the cries of those who have been afflicted and the blood taken, that cup of iniquity is almost to the brim. And your quest for domination shall lead to an escalation where your own shall turn on you and consume you, as you have done to so many. The dragon, the headship of the dragon, its mouth shall be muzzled in such a time. And woe unto you, O leader of China, woe unto you, for you shall endure an economic woe that shall be nation altering, and a physical woe of your infrastructure for what you have done. Repent now, for you are set to be afflicted in chains, as you have done to so many. Your prison is coming. Release the pastors you have imprisoned. Release them, says the Lord, or I shall shake your whole nation to free them, says the Lord. Paul and Silas, says the Lord, Paul and Silas, a Chinese prison, a very large one, shall shake where you keep such pastors, and prison doors will open, and you shall find yourself with an international bounty upon you, O leader of China, for birth pangs within the earth have gone out, for there must be a shifting within the earth in order to order the times and seasons according to my capital timing, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Tesla, Tesla, combustion, says the Lord, an attack, says the Lord. Elon, I call to you now, says the Lord, back away from pushing the threshold of money and intelligence. Let your foot off the gas, Elon, for the abyss is before you, drawing you in. Do not allow your families deal with darkness to take your generations, says the Lord. For Satan himself is attempting to master you and demands your life. For he has claimed rights to what you have given him, Elon. Elon, come unto me, the Lord your God, humbly, and I shall reveal myself to you, for you are in a prison of your own making. And I, the Lord, have the key and the power to set you free. Your name cannot save you. In fact, says the Lord, it will be your demise. Grace has been offered, Elon. Receive it before judgment comes. Praise the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Montana, Montana, watch the skies above Montana, says the Lord, and the skies of the Canadian border, says the Lord. Canada attempts to usher in a new order. Order of the world, says the Lord. They have made deals with devils and dragons and sheiks. However, says the Lord, as the dragon gasps for air, Canada and their leadership shall take a sudden, unprecedented turn. They shall, says the Lord, uproar in the nation. What you see rise out of Iran from the people shall rise in Canada, says the Lord. The Canadian capital shall rattle, and they shall find themselves in a financial trap. The slave to the master, says the Lord. The chain around Canada's neck shall be broken, says the Lord. And their leader shall have his right foot caught in a trap that was presented as a deal. And an emergency meeting between the United States and the leadership of Canada shall cause international ripples, says the Lord. For you raise an altar, O leadership of Canada. However, says the Lord, I am raising up a Gideon to tear such down. For Baal is being called upon, says the Lord. Baal cannot save you, O foolish leaders, for you are being handed over from such principalities by order of my court, says the Lord. I, the Lord, judged Baal in Egypt, and I shall do so now, says the Lord. For the bull that has risen up to be called upon shall be herded back into its place, says the Lord. For the ox is arising. The ox is arising in nations and being yoked for such a time. To topple regimes, I, the Lord, have judged. The ox, says the Lord. The aleph, says the Lord. The ox is rising out of Israel, says the Lord. For that stubborn bull is being yoked, says the Lord. To topple regimes and plow the fields, says the Lord. The ox is arising in America to be yoked. A yoked pair of oxen, says the Lord. To tread upon the fields of corruption that have become ripe for harvest. Thus says the Lord, I, the Lord, am sending a decree from my throne into Nigeria, into Kenya, into the Congo, says the Lord. In this time, the butchers shall fall, says the Lord, for their decrees of destruction shall be reversed upon them, says the Lord. It shall, for Ishmael brings an outcry. However, I, the Lord, have brought a sealed decree of charges against you, and your bull shall be brought down, says the Lord, and I shall raise up leaders in Nigeria who have the boldness and authority of the Lord to speak to the nation and make the enemies of the Lord tremble. This change has begun as a rumbling, but soon shall shake that whole nation, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, humble yourselves before me, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, humble yourselves before me, submit yourselves, commit your way to me, says the Lord, in this time. For in the nation, I am calling the babes, I am calling the lambs. I, the Lord, have gone out to rescue from the mouth of the lion, from the paw of the bear, and from the poison of the serpent, says the Lord. You shall see in this time all three, the roaring lion of the enemy driven from areas of this nation, the paw of the bear caught in traps, governors and mayors of such states facing charges of such crimes, and the poison of the serpent neutralized through the airwaves, as well as some of the largest media entities, the heads will resign as the list of their crimes are exposed and the poison they emitted for the serpent, such anti-venom is given across the nation, like a cross. That's what I think it means, like cross the nation. Watch the border, says the Lord. ISIS is at the border. ISIS and the cartel have made an alignment in order to cause such an attack at the borders that not only alter those states, but attempt to cause fear to be released into the nations and change elections, local and national, says the Lord. Congress, says the Lord, a shakeup in this time, for the weight of their crimes are great. For I am raising up out of Congress voices who serve me, who are not easily lured by the delicate dainties of deceit. I, the Lord, am positioning them for the next 2 years, says the Lord. Ichabod has been written upon the areas of Congress where truly the glory has departed. I have withdrawn my hand, says the Lord, in order to force the issue and bring to a head the moles that have been hidden in their holes and whom they truly serve. Foreign interests, foreign currency, and foreign oil deals, says the Lord. Congress shall split, says the Lord, shall split down to the innards that the nation has not seen, but in this time will be exposed to how deep the inner debauchery goes and stretches into areas of the nation that were not known until this time. For I, the Lord, am ordering from my court this day a great sifting of Congress, a great overturning and a realignment to reset what has been broken and heal what has been infected. For the blackmail, the threats, the manipulation, the witchcraft will be exposed. Witchcraft at high levels in Congress will be exposed nationally, says the Lord, as the secrets of their dark arts shall be brought forth, as well as a coup that has been moving about disguised as other issues. That coup shall rear up in this hour, and it will take the word of the Lord and the strategy of my throne, says the Lord, to quickly put such down before an embargo is placed upon Congress and attempts to block the rededication of your nation, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, my children, for this is a critical hour. This is a crucial hour. This is an hour where the righteous must be bold as a lion, where the word of the Lord is spoken with power and authority from my throne, where leadership must humble themselves and publicly, says the Lord, publicly, that's capital, in humility, call on me before the nation. The superficial will blow away like chaff in this time, says the Lord. This is a consecration for battle, says the Lord. This is the humbling of Joshua and Caleb, says the Lord. This is the humbling of Ezra and Nehemiah, says the Lord. War and rededication to extend the life of the nation and nations of the earth that are being uprooted in this time. Be sober-minded and vigilant in this hour, for the adversary of yours roams about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Be the church in this hour. Be the soldiers in the army of the living God. Be the standard. Be the voices crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and watch what I, the Lord thy God, shall rise up wellsprings in your lives and in the nations. I am God, there is no other. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And that, I felt the incredible weight of that word the entire time that I read it. The incredible weight and reverence of that word. And it's because of the time we are in that the Lord has given such a word. And I know there's a lot in this word, so we're just going to go over a few parts of it because it's a long word. And we are going to put it up on the blog, all glory be to God, but we should go over some of this. Okay, so the Lord goes into pulling the Ayatollah and the generals from the hole, and he goes into England and Spain and Russia, and there's one other nation in there, Iraq, that they're trying to get safe passage to right now, that those deals would be exposed, those plans are going to be exposed. As Haman to make such deals, they shall be hunted. My plans, they have risen and played the thieves for their gods. They have attempted as Haman to make such deals. They shall be hunted, says the Lord. Their leadership roles shall be taken, says the Lord, for a great purge is nearing the appointed hour within the earth. He mentions military operations that are going to shock the world, how they could have been done. And he mentions Saudi Arabia. After that, I would watch, I'm very serious about this, the Saudi royal family. There's about to be a shakeup in the Saudi royal family that is going to be absolutely shocking. So watch the Saudi royal family and what they do in this hour. That was on my spirit, impressed upon my spirit before we even started live. Okay, France is going to flip in this hour and create a vacuum. Now, this document that's going to come out of the Vatican, that a high-ranking cardinal is going to expose. Just keep watch for that. Because then the Lord says, in this hour, the lion, the bear, and the dragon shall all take their position, says the Lord, to vie for a new resource that shall suddenly come to the forefront of the world stage of technology, says the Lord. And then he calls the California the bear because the flag of California happens to have a bear on it. So the national flag of California is a bear. The bear of California and its flag shall find its paw caught in a trap, says the Lord. For the tree and its branches it keeps reaching into to consume resources that were not theirs. That tree has now become diseased, and within that tree is a snare, which is a trap. And the governor of California shall find himself not just with one scandal, but a multi-front, multi-nation scandal of fraud, laundering, smuggling, and counterfeits. All four are going to come out. That shall tie back to the Far East, the Middle East, and even France shall be connected, says the Lord. And it shall cause a deep wound to plans and purposes that they were putting together for 2028. And then the Lord said he was ordering a great sifting that shall be unsettling for both parties, says the Lord. For both parties seek a way to make a very public wound inflicted by the release of files and documents. They desperately seek to eclipse such in this hour and make such go away, says the Lord. a cohort in the intelligence agencies, senators, congressmen and women, oligarchs, foreign leaders, as well as former presidents have all taken counsel together in the Midwest, says the Lord, to plot and plan national tragedy at the highest levels. This is beyond terror, says the Lord, although they seek to and position such in order to make the scandal happening in New York City wash away, says the Lord. So then he directs that to New York City as well, that they are planning this to try to make the crimes of the Mamdani family wash away, to sculpt a hero out of him, which means they're plotting something closer to the midterms in order to sculpt a hero out of him. But the Lord said there would be a reverse edict and consume them, says the Lord. Shall have a reverse edict and consume them, says the Lord. Okay. However, says the Lord, it's not just a single area, says the Lord, but a multi-front attack of financial capitals, border areas, and high-ranking cabinet members of the Trump administration. For the enemy has taken notice, this is a very interesting part here, says the Lord, of who carries a mantle of future leadership. For there is a mantle upon a cabinet member of Latin origin, says the Lord. Now, I think this is Marco Rubio. There is a mantle upon a cabinet member of Latin origin, says the Lord. One who fears me, says the Lord. And the enemy has taken notice of such a mark. And in order to cause division, strife, and disagreement amongst the ranks of the cabinet, the enemy will attempt to cause strife and discord between the vice president and secretary of state, and will attempt to pit two female leaders of justice against each other, says the Lord, in order to weaken, distract, and cause the things of the flesh to abound, says the Lord. This discord will become very public, as another very public misstep with the chief of staff, says the Lord. For I am allowing such in order to expose the areas the enemy is exploiting, in order that they will humble themselves, ask me, the Lord thy God, for wisdom, and redirect their steps, their policies, that it will not be business as usual, says the Lord. For business as usual does not prosper against a spiritual enemy, says the Lord, that a door may open more and more for the spiritual, the wisdom from my throne to become the strategies that direct the decisions and the policies in the natural, says the Lord. I truly believe out of the Department of Justice, there needs to be a division of spiritual intelligence and warfare. I believe there needs to be a division that is added to the Department of Justice, that is the Department of Spiritual Intelligence and Warfare. I have said that for a while. I truly believe that. Because if you're only fighting you can't fight a spiritual enemy on totally a natural front. And this is what's going on. It's gone on for a long time in this nation, as well as the other nations of the earth. And then the Lord goes into the rededication of the nation and how serious it is that the president wants to rededicate the nation. And he says, high leadership must capital serve me in a greater capacity, that the thief may not enter and sow tares. For the thief has already entered and sowed tares in an attempt to stop such from occurring. And those tares must be pulled up, says the Lord, for leadership to not be choked out and blocked from completing such a task. So he's warning of this, that the enemy is going to come in and try to sow tares to block President Trump from completing this task. A rededication requires national consecration, says the Lord, and consecration from high leadership, and a putting away of all the foreign gods and influences and fleshly habits and prideful purposes and agendas that do nothing more than delay and stall plans from coming to pass. So the Lord is warning them in this time, you have to put this away or the enemy is going to come in and be able to block this. You have to put away the foreign gods. You have to put away those influences. You have to put away the fleshly habits in this time. The Lord is requiring it for the consecration and rededication. And then the Holy Spirit makes an announcement from the court of God. And says the Spirit, hear ye, the inhabitants and leadership of the United States, hear ye this day the word of the Lord. Do not store up what moth and rust destroy. Put away the flesh and the pride and falsities that have over decades plagued your nation. Put away Egypt and its false gods out of your house. Put away the habits of the old man, for new creations in Christ must step forth in this hour. The Lord is requiring a greater depth of obedience to his will, a greater discipline of the words that have haphazardly come forth from the mouths of leaders and cabinet and members of the Justice Department, a greater discipline of what you say, for you have given the enemy long-range arrows with what has been spoken nationally. And in this hour of consecration for rededication, this must be purged. The flesh must be crucified. Submission to the ways of the Lord and not the ways of policy of man are required by the Lord this day. It has been written and ratified in heaven's courts that the leadership of the United States this day is being held accountable to this and will be judged by such in the court of God. Mark this day, says the Spirit, mark it as a day of reckoning. And now shaking out of the administration what does not belong. Shake it by order of the court of Almighty God to now open the gates of heaven strategies that shall now be open to those who come with a humble heart, contrite spirit, and willingness to be doers of such, says the order of the Lord this day. That is a very serious order that is going out, because they want to do this rededication, they're going to be held accountable now for what they do and say, greater than they were before. Let's put it that way. There's been a plumb line dropped here. There has been a righteous plumb line dropped in the middle of this. He goes a lot into Europe about leaders falling in threes. What is laid dormant in Europe for decades is about to be woken up. It shall physically shake the ground, shall shake and shall be assigned to what will overturn across Europe. He goes into depth into Ireland and literally calls out the leadership of Ireland and Dublin's courts as well. And talks about an Enoch shall be freed as a sign, as a warning to the nation of Ireland and Europe, that Enoch walked with me and he was spared of the destruction that those around him face. So he's warning them what's coming to them because of what they have done. For the watchers of Europe are set to be threshed, says the Lord. The watchers, the heads of global organizations, shall be threshed. When wheat goes to the threshing floor, it is literally beaten on the threshing floor. And this is the analogy that the Lord is making here. Okay, let's see here. Let's keep going here for a few more. Okay. Okay. Sudden wells of promise, of provision, of positioning, of purpose, of business, of resource shall open up to the faithful, to the diligent. For I, the Lord thy God, am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. Amongst an hour of regional conflict, scandal, and leadership overturning, amongst an hour of attempts on the life of high leadership in your nation and of nations allied with the United States, I, the Lord, am giving great reward to those who have stood faithful, who have proclaimed me openly, who have praised me with purpose, who have been bold in their faith, who have persevered amongst the persecution, who have continued the call amongst the affliction, who have been obedient and faithful in circumstances that were hard and taxing and weighty. My children, you have pushed through, you have endured, and you are entering new seasons and chapters in your lives that will look very different from the others. Appointed by me for this time, in order to position you to affect whole regions, cities, states, and nations, in order that the church may rise up out of it, a fiery remnant of truth tellers and bold proclaimers of righteousness who call out to a lost and dying world and breathe righteousness and hope into a desert of dry bones and lost souls, says the Lord. Prophesy to those bones that they will receive life. Prophesy, says the Lord, into the graveyard of Europe that the light of Jesus Christ will rise up as a beacon, as a tower of the capitals. It shall rise out of the area named for time in Switzerland, says the Lord. And then he says it shall rise in Germany. He names Iceland as well. And so he goes on about Europe, and then he gets into the royal families. This I found interesting. This very old chain of the royal families of Europe that has been tethered to rulers of darkness that have been attached to very old altars of the dark ages. That was a period of time. So the Lord is saying, this is how far back this goes. In this time, says the Lord, by my order, I am set to cut those chains, and I, the Lord, shall expose the inner orders, and I, the Lord, shall shake and sift who has been proclaimed to be an heir. And you shall see a Jacob and Esau flip, says the Lord. You shall see the royal families of Europe in tandem rearrange their crowns. You shall see in this time a passing of the old guard, a sounding of Big Ben, a sounding across Europe, that the old guard, the old wineskins have been appointed to pass in order to break chains of darkness and blood deals made, that now I, the Lord, shall give a period for those to rise up in faith out of such families and do my work and proclaim my word and save their children from being taken as an offering to continue the treachery in their line. And then he directly addresses Princess Catherine, Princess Kate. Princess Catherine, I am calling you in this hour. I have called you since you were a babe, and I am calling you now, for in secret you have cried out to me. In your heart you have felt the bondage of religion. You have seen the chains in your children. I am calling you in this hour to break free, to come fully onto me and surrender, for those chains are set to afflict your body once again, to continue a cycle that goes back to William's mother. Fully surrender now, and you shall be spared, says the Lord, for the sake of your children, for one has been anointed to evangelize Europe, says the Lord. One of those children has a mantle on them to be an evangelist to Europe, and praise the Lord for that. He goes into Florida, high alert, and Disney, warning about that, and Japan, that China, basically the dragon and Israel, have joined together and are going to launch an attack against Japan in this time, because Japan is raising a standard. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. The enemy is attempting to break down that standard. The enemy is desperate to destroy that standard. And then he warns the leader of China. He gives a very, very staunch, sobering warning to the leader of China. For the leader of China has but a little time left to repent of his heinous deeds. For the cries of those who have been afflicted and the blood taken, that cup of iniquity is almost to the brim. And your quest for domination shall lead to an escalation where your own shall turn on you and consume you, as you have done to so many. The dragon, the headship of the dragon, its mouth shall be muzzled in such a time. And woe unto you, O leader of China, woe unto you, for you shall endure an economic woe that shall be nation altering, and a physical woe of your infrastructure for what you have done. Repent now, for you are set to be afflicted in chains, as you have done to so many. Your prison is coming. Release the pastors you have imprisoned. Release them, says the Lord, or I shall shake your whole nation to free them, says the Lord. Paul and Silas, says the Lord, Paul and Silas. A Chinese prison, a very large one, shall shake where you keep such pastors, and prison doors will open, and you shall find yourself with an international bounty upon you, O leader of China. For birth pangs within the earth have gone out, for there must be a shifting within the earth in order to order the times and seasons according to my capital time, says the Lord. And right after that, he warns Elon Musk. So right after the staunch warning to China, he goes right into Elon Musk. So there's quite a few like words pointed at specific people in this word. Thus says the Lord, Tesla, Tesla, combustion, says the Lord. An attack, says the Lord. Elon, I call to you now, says the Lord. Back away from pushing the threshold of money and intelligence. Let your foot off the gas, Elon, for the abyss is before you, drawing you in. Do not allow your families deal with darkness to take your generations, says the Lord. For Satan himself is attempting to master you and demands your life. For he has claimed rights to what you have given him, Elon. Elon, come unto me, the Lord your God, humbly, and I shall reveal myself to you, for you are in a prison of your own making, and I, the Lord, have the key and the power to set you free. Your name cannot save you. In fact, says the Lord, it will be your demise. Grace has been offered, Elon. Receive it before judgment comes. Very, very staunch warning there to Elon Musk. Now, he does go into Canada too, about what is coming for the leadership of Canada. And he goes right into Baal for that. But he does say at the end here, I am raising up a Gideon to tear down such an altar. This is in Canada, he says. Let's see where I can. For you raise up an altar, O leadership of Canada. However, says the Lord, I am raising up a Gideon to tear such down. for Baal is being called upon, says the Lord. Baal cannot save you, O foolish leaders. So the Lord goes right in to going after Baal and that spirit within that territorial spirit that is within areas of the earth. And then he says the ox is rising. Now, this is interesting because when ox are yoked, the power of the ox is harnessed by the master. And the ox can only go and tread and plow and till and be used in the direction the master says. So this is interesting because he calls Israel this an ox. The ox is rising out of Israel, says the Lord, for that stubborn bull is being yoked, says the Lord, to topple regimes and plow the field, says the Lord. The ox is arising in America to be yoked, a yoked pair of oxen, says the Lord, to tread upon the fields of corruption that have become ripe for the harvest. And then he goes into Nigeria from there. He goes into Nigeria and Kenya and the Congo of what's there. And then after this, he has a part here where he says that he's calling the lambs, that he's calling the babes, he's calling the lambs. I, the Lord, have gone out to rescue from the mouth of the lion, from the paw of the bear, and from the poison of the serpent, says the Lord. You shall see in this time all three, the roaring lion of the enemy driven from areas of this nation, the paw of the bear caught in traps, governors and mayors of such states facing charges of such crimes, and the poison of the serpent neutralized through the airwaves as well as some of the largest media entities. The heads will resign as the list of their crimes are exposed and the poison they emitted for the serpent, such anti-venom is given cross. C-R-O-S-S, the nation. Very interesting. And towards the end of this, the Lord gives the warning for Congress. He gives a very serious warning for Congress, and that Congress is going to be intensely not only sifted, but split down to the innards that the nation has not seen, but in this time will be exposed to how deep the inner debauchery goes and stretches into the areas of the nation that were not known until this time. So he's ordering this great sifting of Congress and overturning and a realignment to reset what has been broken and heal what's been infected. And that witchcraft at the highest levels in Congress is going to be exposed nationally. The secrets of their dark art shall be brought forth as well as a coup that has been moving about disguised as other issues. That coup shall rear up in this hour and it will take the word of the Lord and the strategy of my throne, says the Lord, to quickly put such down before an embargo is placed upon Congress and attempts to block the rededication of your nation, says the Lord. So there is a lot of information in here. And we're just less than 2 weeks out now from Purim. We're less than 2 weeks out. So that's an intense time. But then once Purim hits, you have that very explosive, volatile window between Purim and Passover, where we will see some of this happen that is in this word, but it tends to be a highly volatile window between Purim and Passover. Passover last year, the Pope died. So just to give you an idea of what happens around this time and the sobering events that happened, it wouldn't surprise me if what was written about the Vatican in this word comes towards Passover because of what happened with the Pope last year on Passover. So continue to pray into this, test the spirit. We're going to put it up on the blog as well. We wanted to show you this as well, because this is prophecy coming to pass as well. Charisma, I found out, put this article out today, because back in 2019, the Lord had me prophesy, the hunter will become the hunted. Well, there's a cover of a magazine that they kind of designed and put on the White House website with President Trump. And it says, I was the hunted and now I'm the hunter. Happy President's Day. This is on the White House website. So Charisma did an article about the 2019 prophecy, the hunter shall become the hunted. And you can go to our Facebook, Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y, or our X, at Amanda Grace _ AOG. And we have shared the article there. And I thank Charisma for that. I give all glory to God. That's a 7-year-old prophecy. We're probably going to put out a short about it too. But that was just put out today. And it's interesting, it was put out today. Yes, it's President's Day, but it's also within a 2 week window from Purim. And Haman was the hunter, and then he became the hunted in the book of Esther. So the fact it's coming out prophetically in this time so close to Purim, not a mistake. Not a mistake at all, but it is prophetically aligning. Also, a couple more things before we close out tonight, because we're a little over an hour right now. We'll be back on most likely on Thursday. So that's when we will be back on live as well. So just wanted to tell you that. We will announce. We're just gonna put, we're not gonna run a commercial tonight, but we'll just talk about a couple things. So Givaderm, their sale is extending. So if you want to be part of their sale, you buy a Mother Lode kit, you get a free full size lotion. Their body lotion absolutely is amazing. Me and Chris both use it. You can combine it with promo code ARC10 to get 10% off plus the free lotion. So if you go to, you could go to Givaderm.com and use promo code ARC10, or you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and find Givaderm and go from there as well. So we'll just show that one for tonight. We'll just show Givaderm as we are closing for tonight. So we thank our moderators, our Ark of Grace team for being on tonight. And God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, because we're not just praying and speaking the word. We are actually legislating matters and litigating matters in the realm of the spirit. This is why we encourage you in the word at the end of the broadcast. Also, Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51. Utilize these Psalms. Speak them, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And we are meant to speak the word of the Lord into situations. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I say those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6. The order of that prayer is what is so important for us to understand of our prayer walk with the Lord, of reverencing him, honoring him, praising him first, right? Saying, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord. Hallowed be your name." And then comes the asking, "Give us this day our daily bread." So the order of that prayer, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way for a reason, and it really opened up matters for them in the spirit and in the natural. So we encourage you in the same, as well as Hebrews chapter 11. We encourage you in that too. I'm going to give you Isaiah 45 as well tonight to go look at as well. Isaiah 45. So thank you to everyone who are coming on tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will be back on live on Thursday. Keep the faith, everyone. God bless.